SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today the subject is jazz, and we're going to hear about the early days of jazz in Switzerland.
Stan Kenton once pointed out that jazz was born in the United States, but that the appreciation of jazz was born in Europe. As early as in 1919, one of Europe's greatest conductors wrote, after hearing his first jazz concert,
"There is in the Southern Syncopated Orchestra an extraordinary virtuoso, who said to be the first of his race to have composed blues of absolutely perfect form on the clarinet. I've heard two such blues which he had elaborated at great length, and then played for his colleagues so that they could figure out the accompaniment. Even though very different, they were equally admirable for their richness of invention, the strength of their accents, the boldness of their novel phrases and expressions. They already conveyed the idea of a style, the form of which was captivating, syncopated, abrupt, and with a rather brusque and pitiless ending, like that of the second Brandenburg Concerto by Bach. I can give you the name of this musical genius, for I, for my part, will never forget it. It was Sidney Bechet."
The musician who made this statement was Swiss conductor Ernest Ansermé, and he continued to say,
"We often try to discover one of those figures of the past to whom the world owes the making of a new form of art. Those men of the 17th and 18th centuries, for example, who, with mere dance tunes, created expressive works and opened those new roads on which Haydn and Mozart did not make the initial steps, but the most important ones. What a moving experience it is, then, to actually meet this heavy-set black man with his white teeth and rather narrow forehead, who's perfectly happy to see one enjoy what he does, but who knows nothing about his art except that it's his own way. And to think that this own way may be the great highway on which the world will move tomorrow."
That was not Sidney Bechet playing his Stacoli blues, but Henri Freifogel of the New Orleans Wildcats, a very popular group from French-speaking Switzerland. For many Swiss jazz fans, the great New Orleans clarinetist and soprano saxophonist was an idol to worship and an inspiration to follow. The appearance of American jazzmen, especially black musicians, was still a great sensation for the Swiss public in the late 20s and early 30s. But the circle of Swiss jazz fans, both listeners and active players, spread rapidly. By the mid-30s, there were already a number of Swiss jazz groups performing quite creditably, and some were well on their way towards higher standards. One of them was a band from Neuchâtel in French-speaking Switzerland who called themselves the New Hot Players. There are no recordings available of their earliest efforts in 1930 and 31, but here is one which was made some 10 years later and shows them in fine shape.
Thank you.
From 1939 dates this recording of the first Swiss big band to acquire truly international fame, Teddy Stauffer and his original Teddies. Teddy was a native of Bern and had begun to play jazz as early as in the late 20s. Mernie's Stomp, one of their own compositions, features the reed section, for which the band was justly famous. Many big American jazz stars like Coleman Hawkins visited Switzerland in those years not only to give concerts, but actually to live and work in this country for longer periods of time. In 1941, a whole American band was on such an extended visit in Switzerland. Willie Lewis's Negro Band, as it was known, in fact included three white Swiss musicians and one German, Ernest Höllerhagen, who was to play a very important role in Swiss jazz. Here is a performance of the Lewis Band from that year, 1941. On trumpet, Louis Bacon and Henry Mason, trombone, Billy Burns, the leader, Willie Lewis, on alto sax, Johnny Russell and the Swiss, Dennis Chaplet, on tenor, Ernest Höllerhagen of Germany on clarinet, June Cole and Tommy Bedford on bass and drums, and the two Swiss, Peter Angst, guitar, and Alfred Sigrist, piano, completing the rhythm section. What Will I Do, as played in Switzerland in 1941 by the Willie Lewis Band. The heavy boots of Nazi occupation almost completely crushed the tender buds of jazz on the European continent during World War II. But in neutral Switzerland, in the smoky atmosphere of nightclubs and out of the loudspeakers of countless gramophones and radios, the sound of jazz was heard freely. In fact, to many young Swiss, this music became synonymous with the very idea of freedom. One jazz enthusiast who was just graduating from high school in 1941 in Bern was a thin, bespectacled youngster who played a mean piano, vibraharp, and trumpet, and whose name was Rolf Osterwalder. As Hazy Osterwald, he was to become one of Switzerland's most prominent jazz musicians. Here is his first jazz composition and arrangement, the signature tune of his school band, Black Clan Call, which he sold in 1941 to another pioneering Swiss band leader, Fred Böhler, whose orchestra Hazy joined in that same year as third trumpeter. One of the stars of that orchestra was American Negro tenor saxophonist Glenn Pack, who had taken up permanent residence in Switzerland. Fred Böhler, a couple of years later, formed an even bigger band than the one we just heard. Instead of 12, he had 20 musicians, and occasionally he would even add strings to play a symphonic kind of jazz. Böhler was not only an adventurous band leader, but also a master of the keyboard and a pioneer of the Hammond organ, so it was not particularly surprising that he would often be the band's featured soloist. Hazy Osterwald lost little time in forming his own group, first a big band and then a sextet, patterned after Benny Goodman, with which he was to achieve huge success both in Switzerland and after the war also all over Europe. Here is their version of I Can't Get Started, featuring Hazy on trumpet. Thank you. Down in southern Italian-speaking Switzerland, in the Ticino, jazz activities for many years revolved very much around one single person, a businessman named Flavio Ambrosetti, who was an almost fanatical jazz fan and an amateur musician of great talent. With its strong cultural exposure towards Italy, from which no noticeable jazz currents were to be felt for many years, the Ticino had relatively little to offer in the way of a local jazz scene, except Flavio Ambrosetti, who later was to be joined by his son Franco, now one of Europe's most gifted non-professional jazz trumpeters. We hear Flavio in a recording from 1943, when he was still playing vibes, before he had switched to alto saxophone. With him are some musicians from French-speaking Switzerland who later were to achieve national prominence of their own, Géo Vumar at the piano and Staff Combe on drums. The piece is a composition by Flavio Ambrosetti entitled Don't Mention It, and was quite modern for Swiss standards at the time. Tribute should be paid at this point to two great figures of the Swiss jazz scene who in their time contributed enormously to the development of jazz in Switzerland, Ernest Hollerhagen and Eddie Brunner. Clarinetist Ernest Hollerhagen originally had come from Germany, but soon had made Switzerland his second home. He worked in most of the leading Swiss bands, including the original Teddy's, but he also formed a number of outstanding combos of his own, which were comparable to the small formations of Benny Goodman. Goodman himself, incidentally, at one time had asked Hollerhagen to join him in America. Ernie didn't go, and his place was taken by Sweden's Stan Hasselgaard. Here is the Hollerhagen Quintet with Hazy Osterwald on vibes, in their version of George Gershwin's It's Wonderful. Thank you. Ernest Tollerhagen and Eddie Brunner both died quite young, at 44 and 48 years respectively. Eddie was the natural successor to bandleader Teddy Stauffer, with whom he had worked very closely for many years, and whose orchestra he had taken over in 1941, after Stauffer had left for the United States. From 1944 dates this recording of Mr. Basie Goes to Washington by Eddie Brunner and the original Teddies, a kind of performance which marked the culmination of the swing years in Switzerland, or what might be called the heroic period in Swiss jazz.
That was another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica, today dealing with the early days in Swiss jazz.